Hey folks, it's Marvin Cash, the host of The Articulate Fly, and we're back with another On the Salt with Got One with Captain David Blinken. How are you, David?
I'm great, Marvin. How are you today?
As always, just trying to stay out of trouble. And you know, you are on the precipice of the shoulder season because you had a ski boondoggle this weekend and you're going to be on the water in the next week to 10 days.
Oh, can't wait. I've got a group going down to the Bahamas right in the beginning of the second week of April. I'm really looking forward to it. And my biggest thing is I got to get out and do a little limbering up with my fly rod before I get down there.
Yeah, but we know from all of the episodes we've done before this that all of your gear is washed, lines like treated, the whole nine yards, boats ready to go and everything, right?
Oh my gosh. The bag is packed. Everything's ready to go, so I can just go on automatic. All I got to do is throw a couple of pair of socks in the bag and I'm ready.
And so the great thing is you come back and you're going to have your first guide trip of the year out on Long Island. What do you expect early season fishing?
Well, yeah, I'm hoping to see stripers. You know, we do have a problem with the striper's population, and I would personally love to see a moratorium, not to be too political about bass. But what I'm expecting to see is some smaller fish up in the estuaries as the water warms. So I'll be, you know, going way up into creeks and estuaries and little river systems looking for stripers. And, you know, if we have a warm spring, I think I'll be finding them out on the sand earlier this year than usual. So yeah, we'll just see how the spring goes. March, the past few years has tended to be a little colder than February. And, you know, that helps keep the water cool going into spring. So, you know, it's anyone's guess. And then I'm looking for bluefish coming in around the end of the second week, beginning of the third week of May. And the past couple seasons, that has been a really fun part of our fishery, and it's been big fish. So, you know, we go into those with 10 weight rods and shock tips and poppers and big, you know, squid flies and have a lot of fun with them on the flats.
Yeah, got it. And I assume that, you know, the reason that you're going to be fishing for striper so close and, you know, up in the estuaries is because I guess you have to wait for the more the water warms up, the bait ranges kind of out into the sound and out into the ocean, right? So right now they're going where the water warms up pretty quickly.
Yeah, and there tends to be more bait up in those creeks and estuaries early. You know, we'll be looking for spearing, little crabs, and grass shrimp, and they like that cooler temperature, so the bass will be up in there. And getting into our first full moon in May, you know, we could very easily have a nice cinder worm hatch, and they really like to focus on those. So they'll stay up in the creeks and estuaries for that. And then after that first cinder worm hatch, they'll start to wander around a little more, especially as the water warms.
Got it. And I would imagine too, you know, if spring up in on Long Island is anything like spring down here in the Southeast, it's going to be windy. You know, what should folks expect on the casting front there?
Well, you know, it depends on the time of day. It's really interesting. Sometimes you wake up in the spring and there's a north wind and you just kind of wait till like 10, 11 and it drops out. But the nice thing about having a skiff and having so many different bits and pieces of water on Long Island is I can always launch the boat in an area where we have a really good amount of lee. So the wind isn't always a problem in the springtime as much as it might be in the fall. So it gives us opportunities to go hide. You know, sometimes it shortens the day, but very often we'll go into a lee and the fish are all just kind of stacked up in the lee because they don't want to be out in the noisy, choppy water either. So it can make for some really fun, interesting fishing.
Got it. And of course, later in the season, you're going to, you know, put your travel host back on. You've got a couple destination trips too.
Yes. So of course, in April, I go to the Bahamas, and then the end of April, I go to Belize for a permit. And then in the beginning of August, in November and December, we're doing tarpon trips down in Mexico. And it's for smaller tarpon, which is so much fun because, you know, they jump like crazy. You can get them to the boat pretty quick and you're on to the next one. And August is pretty special because that trip, you can really get huge numbers of tarpon, and it's a relative thing. You know, on any given day, you can jump 15 or 20 and you can land, you know, half that. And that's a huge amount of fun. And then in the November trip, I said March, I think, but in the November and December trips, we tend to find the bigger tarpon come into Mexico, you know, some of them exceeding 50 pounds. And that's a lot of fun. So we look forward to all those trips.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be a good 2024 for you. And, you know, want to thank our friends at Norvice for sponsoring the series. And, you know, I know Tim and the rest of the Norvice team are kind of, you know, winding up the travel schedule. But, you know, owe it to yourself to head over to www.nor-vice.com to check out the Norvice, everything that they have to offer. There might be a couple shows left, maybe in the out west, maybe in Utah. If you check on the website and you live out there, you might still have a chance to actually see the Norvice in action. Otherwise, you're going to probably have to wait until 2025. And, you know, I know everyone's been waiting. You know, we had two great prizes to kind of encourage people to listen and engage with us. And, you know, the first prize was a Rise Fishing Company rod, and that was from everyone that sent questions in. And we really appreciate that. And the winner of that prize is Brenner Johnson. And Brenner is a frequent question asker on lots of our shows. So congratulations, Brenner. You've got a Rise Fishing Company rod. If you'll reach out to me, I will get you in touch with David and we'll get you in touch with the folks at Rise. And then, of course, the grand prize for all the questions that we use during the series is a Norvice tying system. And that grand prize winner is Brent Taylor. So congratulations, Brent.
Wow, that's exciting. These two guys won all this stuff. So I hope they get a chance to use it a lot this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to make it's like having the fly fishing Easter bunny come to your house.
It kind of is. It's really exciting. I mean, that the Norvice is going to be a lot of fun to use, and certainly the Rise rod is going to be awesome. And you know, I hope those guys, after they land some fish with their rod and flies, you know, record them on the Got One app.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, we were talking, you know, last weekend you had Blaine Chocolate on for your last official event in Masters of the Fly, but you're telling me that you and Lu Yin have some things planned to kind of keep the content coming kind of throughout 2024.
Yeah, we're going to try to shoot some content over the summer and put it out, as well as have maybe one or two shows, definitely one show over the summer with a guest, and hopefully it will be a casting show. So we're looking forward to that, and you know, keeping everyone engaged throughout. And next year will be our fifth year, and you know, we're also thinking, you know, finally of possibly you know developing some things so you can show your colors, like some hats or sweaters or something. So that might be coming.
Yeah, swag, as they like to say in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what should folks be on the lookout for on the Got One front?
Well, you know, they're always making improvements, and I think AI is going to be a big contributor to what's going to be going on with Got One. And you know, when you photograph and record your fish, you know, each fish has a unique scale and stripe pattern. Not unlike fingerprints on a human hand. So, you know, there's going to be a wonderful way to identify your fish, and certainly measuring your fish is going to be very important too. It'll help you, you know, when you're catching fish, keeping track. But two, if you want to open up your data to scientists, and of course they're not going to blab your spots or anything. They just need it for data collection. It's certainly going to help those scientists do their job so they can better understand, the needs of the various fisheries and what we can do to protect what we all hold so dear.
Very, very neat. And you know, folks, it's so great. I always get excited at the beginning of every fishing season. You know, get your gear ready, take all the advice we've given you, and have a great season on the salt in 2024. Tight lines, everybody. Tight lines, David.
You too.